Poetic Summary of Simplicius Simplicissimus. German title, Der abenteuerliche Simplicissimus Teutsch. Original written by Hans Jakob Christoffel von Grimmelshausen. Depicted in realistic and humorous details are the life audacious stories incredible tales of the vagrant named Melchior Sternfels von Fuchsheim. Our roguish, low social class, illiterate herder outsmarts the world's armies friend and foe with bravura, raised the curtain on a farm in German Spessart am Main. We are in the middle of the 30 Years' War, one of the most destructive conflicts the world ever saw. Ransack plunder of raging armies, blood and thunder all this time. By the sound of his bagpipe, a little boy gives away his village. Woman raped, all men killed, it's doomsday. Into the forest he flees by himself and in pain. A hermit lives there, takes him in, gives him hope, teaches writing, teaches reading, teaches religion, helps him cope, lets him know that from now on Simplicissimus be his name. Then the hermit dies off, and his bequest is precise. Self-awareness, world-awareness, and persistence be his drive. Simplicissimus leaves the forest and into a city he came. In town then we learn the hermit was his begetter, Simplicissimus becoming a nobleman for that matter, but he's made a court jester, his false friends are to blame. And his journeys continue, he joins armies on all sides, meets prostitution, diseases, disasters, friendship and disguise. He is wealthy, he is poor, he is in Egypt, Russia or Japan. In the end, he is stranding on an island in the sea, writing down his adventures of a boy and his journey, who was a villain, a vagrant, a vagabond and a man, a clown and a rogue, a loser, a lover, a hero and a hermit, a soldier, a juggler, who in a mysterious world was playing life's game. Simplicissimus tweet. Naive simpleton writes down his stories about his countless adventures and glories in the 30 Years' Wars. No worries.